Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to The Bad Broadcast. I'm your host, Maddie Murphy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to a new episode of The Bad Broadcast. I'm joined today by...
I want to giggle. Hi.
The coolest MILF on the internet. Who even are you? I feel like I've watched you. Okay, hold on. I don't even know how to begin this because there's something about you that is really effortlessly cool. I haven't even said your name yet. I'm here with Matt Agravier.
Hey, guys.
Are you a Madison or a Madeline?
Madeline.
When I heard that you go by Matta, I thought I've made so many mistakes in my life by not choosing to go by Matta.
I've only met like one other in
my time.
It is
the coolest variation of any Maddie, Madison, Madeline. It is the best one. And I actually have a hard time that I didn't choose it.
I don't even know. There's different stories about who started that.
How do you spell Madeline?
M-A-D-E-L-I-N-E.
Like the very classic way.
Like the sweet French girl. I got all those books growing up. You know, Madeline?
Oh, yeah.
But it's Madeline. But yeah, just since I was little, someone started the Matta. I don't know who. Yeah. And then I did Madeline all through up until like middle school.
What's your middle name?
Kajsa. It's Swedish. K-A-J-S-A.
Okay, well, I was going to say the name Matta Gravier. Do people think you're like Swedish a lot?
My last name is French. First name is French. But I have the Swedish in me. Because of my blonde. Or, yeah.
I don't know. And because it just sounds, Matta I don't know.
Gravier.
Yeah, there's just something about
you
it.
You throw that Kajsa in there and it's like, girl.
It is exotic. It gets really exotic.
I live in Provo, Utah. Just so exotic.
But you're not from here, are you?
No, I'm from Virginia.
Okay. And when did you end up here?
Just in 2016, just for college.
For college,
you know,
okay.
The typical route.
Right. Where in Virginia are you from?
Richmond.
Okay, cool. I say that like I know Virginia. I've been to Virginia. Well, I lived in Arlington.
You did? I was there just last weekend.
Were you?
Yeah.
I love it there.
A quick stint to DC.
Yeah. I mean, everyone who listens knows that this is like, I talk about this way too often. I was an intern in DC.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
What?
I was for a congressman. Don't ask who. It's embarrassing now. It's past political life, okay?
We'll save it for after.
But I was underqualified by a million miles, but I got this internship. But I loved living out there. I love D.C.
It's so fun.
Was it fun?
Yeah.
And you saw family out there?
Yeah, well, in Richmond. So, when I was in D.C., they came up. And so it's close.
Yeah.
Feels like home.
Yeah. Okay, so before we get into the meat of the episode, I just thought we would do a little intro on you.
Okay.
Because you are fascinating for a lot of reasons. You're an influencer is your main job, right?
Yeah.
But your personality and your vibe and everything about you is kind of anti-influencer.
Yeah. When people ask what I do for work, I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Some sort of social media.
I say that because my job sounds fake.
I'm like, that's how I feel.
It sounds like a hobby more. And
for some reason, I don't want people to think I think I'm an influencer.
No, right?
But like, I suppose that is what I do.
I know. So I'm sorry to call you that.
No, it's okay.
But I will say that you don't give off the kind of classic influencer vibe.
Well, I appreciate that. I try not to.
Well, how did
I actually don't try. I just exist and whatever happens, happens.
How did you even end up doing it?
I didn't try to make this happen. It just happened. And then I was like, okay, I'll roll with this.
You weren't like setting out to do it.
No.
Which is probably why it feels so, you feel so natural and normal and like you're a real human being, because it wasn't like, okay, I'm going to start this career and I'm going to start with doing X, Y, and Z to become an influencer. But honestly, like when I first started Bad Broadcast, I had like a lot of beef with influencers. Like I kind of razzed them a little bit. I didn't really get it. But now, and it's just, I mean, with the evolution of my job and meeting like different influencers, I mean, there's like a real creativity that you need to have.
For
and
sure.
like there's a creativity and a vulnerability. Sorry to use that word, but it's true. Like you have to be able to connect with people in a really specific way to be good at influencing. So I don't turn my nose up at it anymore, even though I still, like when I do ads on Instagram, I'm like, I have to kind of plug my nose and do it because it's a little uncomfortable. But it is a really amazing skill that is not to be scoffed at.
It is very interesting because I feel the same way, and I have felt the same way. And I get it. Like people that have beef with influencers.
Yeah.
100%. And there are also like tiers.
Definitely.
Of influencers.
And different types.
So I totally get it. Even I feel that way. But like you said, with the creativity thing, at first in my mind, it's like, oh, people just get a product. They make a video about it. But you have to be strategic about it.
Totally.
And so there's certain things where I'm like, I'm going to wear this crew neck that I haven't worn in a year, but I used to wear it all the time for this ad because I know people will be like commenting on that. And then like more people will see, and then it works.
Well,
but like
not
you
only,
have to be strategic and think about dumb stuff like that.
Totally. And not only do you have to be personable and real and relatable and all those buzzwords, but you're also a business person.
100%.
Like you're running your own business. Like you're in charge of it. You're in charge of your income, your ad deals. Like, I don't know. Do you have an assistant or a manager?
I have a manager. So yeah. Like, she does.
But even still, it's like you are a businesswoman.
Yeah.
And I have said before that I feel like influencing is, I mean, I think it's a gift. I shouldn't say gift, but I think it's a really cool opportunity for a lot of women, because a lot of women got put in this box of like, I have to stay at home and I have to cook and clean and do all these things. And then there was this wave of women being like, well, I'm going to make money off of it then. I'm going to make money off of the home products that I use. I'm going to make money off of the things that I do and staying at home and house projects and whatever it might be, which is kind of amazing.
Yeah.
And it's kind
it
of
rocks.
Like a slay move of women.
It's so, the best thing ever.
Yeah. So do you like it?
I really do. Most of the time.
Yeah.
I've explained to people, because like my boyfriend will be like, your life is like crazy. Like, I don't think you realize that. And I'm like, I don't feel like it is. There's this weird balance between like when I meet people that follow me in real life, I like want to squeeze them and kiss them. And I'm like so in love with them. And it's like, that's when it feels real. But if I'm not with seeing people that follow me, sure, like I'll DM people back and forth. It just feels like a job, which I'm even hesitant to say, because I don't ever want people that are like invested in me or whatever to feel like I think of them that way, but I don't. But as far as like being online every day and like working, it's just like, okay, I got to do this and I got to do this.
Yeah,
and like, it's my job. And I don't think a lot of it beyond that, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, at the end of the day, I mean, I love what I do. I love having a podcast. I like am so unbelievably proud of it. And I built this, whatever. But sometimes work is work.
100%.
You know, sometimes a lot of my job is just organizing files and getting assets together and editing and all these things. There's like nitty gritty in it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I get what you mean. Like, and I feel the same way. A lot of people will always, or people will always be like, you must be a great public speaker. You must be. And I'm like, no, because my job is alone in a room. Like, I'm not great in front of crowds. I don't think about
so
that a
different.
Lot. It's just, it's a totally different world being a niche micro internet celebrity. So like, it's just, it's hard.
Yeah. No. And I just don't want it to become my persona. I think that's when it gets weird.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like, oh yeah, that's my work.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Well, but I'm super honored that you came on.
You've been
on my list. I really am picky about, because I do a solo podcast. So I'm really picky about who I have on, because I want them to be able to connect with people. And I feel that way about you. I feel like you connect with people. I asked people last week, like, who do you want on? And people are like, why has Madda not been on yet? And I'm like,
it's about time.
I was so scared. I was scared to ask. I'm so happy that you're here. So
same.
I decided, I mean, we do a lot of different topics. We do like worst dates, bad in-laws, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But something I haven't done ever before is a game of would you rather.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And I thought it was so perfect.
Never.
I mean, like, never on the podcast.
Yeah,
I should say.
Well, yeah.
I'm like, I've never played this game before.
Wait, this is thrilling.
I know. So I collected a bunch of kind of obscure.
Okay.
But I just feel like when you play a game of Would You Rather with somebody,
mm-hmm.
it's very telling.
So telling.
And you want to know what's the most telling thing? I'll tell you one of my biggest pet peeves in the entire world. When people say neither to a Would You Rather question.
Sorry, baby. Not the game.
Not the game. So
I'm
when
scared,
it's like,
actually,
none of them are that bad. Okay, none of them are that bad. But when people are like, when it's like, would you rather have 20 fingers or 20 toes? And people are like, neither. It's like,
well, duh.
Oh, really? That's crazy. You wouldn't?
Yeah, you gotta pick.
That's so weird of you. So
I'm so excited for this.
Anyway, so feel free to elaborate on any of these.
Okay.
I would love to know your reasons behind these.
Are you doing
these.
Them too?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Yes,
I was like,
of course.
Come on now.
Okay. So let's just dive in.
Let's do it.
First up, would you rather be in jail for a year or lose a year off your life? I think I'd lose a year off my life.
For sure.
I don't really want to be alive that long.
Because who knows how long my life is. My grandma, she is alive and well. She's like 91.
And
so
she,
it's like, girl,
she
I'd
probably
be fine
would be
at 90.
Yes.
But a year in the clanker, I'm not sure about all that.
Did you ever watch Orange is the New Black?
Mm-mm.
It didn't do justice to what prison is really like.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of girls were like, I could handle prison.
No.
Because that's what goes through my mind. Like, I could handle prison. I watched Orange is the New Black.
Mm-hmm. I think it's probably a lot worse.
Probably.
than what goes on in there.
It's got to be much worse.
Boring,
it's gotta
too.
Be. But as far as losing a year off my life, I would take it. I don't think I want to live to be that old.
No.
How old do you want to be when you
die? Well, for me, that old is like 100. I'll be good at like in my 80s.
Have you seen that clip of
I
Trisha?
I kind of like being alive,
of
actually.
Of Trisha Paytas when she's like, I want to die at 50. And he's like, 50?
Oh, yeah.
She's like, yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, 50's
good. I actually saw that recently.
I honestly think I could, I think I could die at 90 and be good.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
That feels great.
I don't need 91. So.
Yeah. 90, good
off.
Round number.
Versus jail. No.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd have FOMO.
Would you rather, okay, this is something that I feel like I know what you're going to answer to this. Would you rather always be 10 minutes late or always 20 minutes early?
Always 20 minutes early.
You're an early girl.
Not always.
Oh, really?
Not always.
You were because you were early
to
this.
Be. Yeah, I try to be. I get so bugged when people are late for, and like I get it. Like I have res.
Yeah.
I'm late to things, and it's the worst feeling ever. I just hate the feeling of being late, and like I just try to avoid it.
Yeah.
So if I can be a little early, I will be.
I'm kind of crazy early to things. I'm kind of like need to pull over on the side of the road and wait so that I arrive at a normal time. Like if you tell me 8, I'm there at 8. Like, don't tell me that the party's going to start unless you really mean it. Cause I will be there on time. And same. I'm really bugged when I'm late. But again, I understand. I mean, when people are late, like I try, but the friends who are like consistently 30 minutes late to things, I'm like,
Okay. Actually
I say friends. I don't have any friends who do that. So I don't
I
even
can't
know.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the place for entrepreneurs. If you are starting a business, if you're scaling a business, if you want to create an amazing online presence, Squarespace is the platform for you to stand out and succeed online. Maybe you're just starting out. Maybe you have a brand that's growing, but Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place with the new asset library. So you're able to manage all your files from one central hub, and you can use them across the Squarespace platform. Something that I did when I first started out was I was selling custom merch. Squarespace makes it super easy to do that, and you can create a passive income stream that engages your audience and scales your brand. Also, you can host video content. You can organize your video library and showcase your content on beautiful video pages, and you can sell access to your videos with member areas. I know a lot of people that do this now. They sell courses, they sell videos. Squarespace is a great place to do that. Also, maybe you're like me and you have no idea how to build a website. They take care of that. You can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category, and then you can customize your look. You can update content and add features to fit your unique needs. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And then when you're ready to launch, you can go to squarespace.com/bad to save 10% off of your first purchase of a website or domain. Once again, that's squarespace.com for a free trial, and then squarespace.com/bad to save 10% off of your first purchase of a website or domain.
Hey everyone, it's Kelsey Kreppel, full-time YouTuber, part-time preschool teacher, and now the host of the podcast Circle Time. Join me every week as me and my guests mix the childlike wonder and conversational openness and acceptance of preschool that we're all nostalgic for with the realism, honesty, and wisdom baked into adulthood. With classroom-structured roots, we'll rehash standout moments of day-to-day life, dive into buzzy pop culture moments, and really just get to know each other on a deeper level. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at Kelsey Kreppel and follow the show wherever you get your podcasts. Time.
You brought up Rez.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Rez is your little guy.
Yes.
Just turned three. Just turned three.
Sweet boy.
Sweet boy. We're kind of bonded through our bastard children.
Literally. Yeah.
I guess Rez wasn't technically a bastard.
Not when he was came born? Into this world.
What is a bastard? Do you know?
So like Game of Thrones example.
Born out of wedlock.
Out of wedlock. Okay. Yeah. So like my Game of Thrones example, I was like technically their parents.
Yeah, no, but just hookup. Born out of wedlock.
Yeah, out of wedlock. But he was born
in wedlock.
In wedlock, but conceived out of.
Yeah, I guess mine is the only bastard in the room.
Yeah.
So that's
sorry,
really
can't really relate.
Did you like being pregnant?
Yeah, I did. I had an interesting pregnancy, but I didn't have a bad pregnancy as far as symptoms are concerned. More so
just
circumstances
life.
Yeah. are concerned.
Well, and you just told me this before we started, but I didn't realize it was dead center of COVID.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, that's
found
a crazy
out,
time.
I remember, like, the day I found out I was pregnant. Those next couple of days, me and all of his roommates, we were all, like, sitting around, like, watching on the news, hearing about this coronavirus. And we were like, dang, that's crazy. And then
couldn't happen here.
Yeah. So it was just full on COVID.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in every doctor's appointment, hospital experience was probably so unique and weird, and
so weird.
Delivery probably was really strict because it was in the middle of 2020. Yeah, that's
crazy. He couldn't
crazy.
Come in. He was there when he was born, and like I think he came to one doctor's, maybe, I don't know, but they were just so different everywhere.
Yeah,
because we moved while I was pregnant, so yeah, different policies everywhere.
Yeah, as far as physically, you were okay.
Physically, I was good. Didn't throw up, but nausea and like the like your favorite food, suddenly you think about it, even just the thought of it, you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I'm realizing, I mean, because I've had a really good pregnancy. I've been really lucky, but it's still pregnancy.
Yeah.
My body's still weird. My back still is aching. Like there are still 100%. Just things that happen. Did you always know his name was going to be Rez?
Yeah.
You did? You picked it early on?
Once I found out it was a boy, there was like a couple names and we kept saying, we won't decide, you know, until he's here. Like we're just debating these three names. But every time I would look at the names, I'm like, no, it's going to be Rez.
Yeah.
It was his dad served a mission in DC actually.
Okay, yeah.
And there was this homeless guy that he was kind of friends with the whole time. Like they got to know him just
through
living there.
Say his name was Rez.
And his name was Rez.
Say it.
His name was Rez.
No way.
Yeah. So yeah, seriously, we found out we were pregnant, and eventually once things had like calmed down and we gotten over that fact and it was, you know, we were planning for it. I was like, what was that like weird name of that homeless guy you knew? And he's like, Rez. Like, yeah, let's do that.
You're like, that is the one. It is the coolest name.
Yeah.
The fact that one day Rez will grow up and you'll be, and he'll be like, who was I named after? And you'll be like, this homeless guy.
It's a great story, son.
Honestly, it is.
I'm like, I don't have anything sentimental for you, but.
That's fine. Who needs it? No. I thought that we would go sentimental. Like, I thought that, like, I've looked through all of our family names, everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, not going to happen. It's not going to be anything sentimental, which is fine.
No, you don't need to be.
I don't have a sentimental name. Yeah. Are you named after somebody?
My middle name, the Kajsa, is like great, 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 great grandma in Sweden. But other than that.
You just lied and said there was no Swedish in you.
No, I said there was, but no, my first and last.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Okay, here's your next one.
The blonde is fake, though. So.
Nuh-uh.
Growing up, I know it's the most annoying blonde thing to say is like, growing up, I was blonde.
Like, I swear.
But I will tell you what. I was bleach blonde until I got my period. It started getting dark.
No, but you're like the color that people highlight to make blonde. Like, you're not a brunette.
No.
I wouldn't call you brunette.
No.
You
I
just
wouldn't
have,
either.
I feel like you have Taylor Swift tone hair.
Oh, yeah. You know me, Taylor Swift?
Don't talk about it, okay? I go deep with Taylor Swift. Okay. Would you rather be able to talk to land animals, animals that fly, or underwater animals?
Not interested in underwater. I'm scared.
I'm scared too, but don't you think they've seen some things?
They've definitely seen some things that I don't want to know about. Is that what you would choose?
Maybe.
Wow.
Or flying animals. Land animals, I'm probably flying.
I think flying.
Being able to talk to like eagles.
Yeah. They've seen some stuff.
They have seen some stuff.
Well, also they could, you know, put in like, I don't know, they could tell you what's going on in certain places. You'll fly here really quick if you could.
I think I would maybe choose underwater animals just because it's so many unknowns.
Yeah.
Like it would be kinda like
mysterious down there.
Yeah. Wouldn't you want to be like, are the mermaids real?
Probably.
Are you a conspiracy theorist? I mean, with like, not like.
I am what I need to be.
I feel like I'm a fun conspiracy theorist.
Yes.
So like mermaids, aliens, for 100%. Sure. Don't ask me about anything serious.
I don't want to talk about it. Like Bigfoot,
Sure. Why not?
No, for sure.
Aliens. At this point, when people don't believe in aliens, I'm like, okay,
it's not worth the time.
Yeah.
not worth the trouble trying to debate this with you.
like aliens feel as real to me as anything else. They feel more real than like a lot of like whales.
Oh, yeah. Whale shark? No.
Sperm whale? Yeah. No. Aliens? Yes. Okay, would you rather spend the rest of your life on a sailboat or in an RV?
Oh, gosh. RV.
Would you do van life if you had to?
I have zero interest in van life, but I would do that before I was on a boat.
Are you outdoorsy?
I'll go camping once a year, twice a year.
Okay, yeah. I heard somebody describe themselves as outsidey. So like, I like to be outside.
Yeah, I'm outside-y.
Yes. Like I love, I love a beach.
Mm-hmm.
Love like a fire up the canyon.
Okay. Yeah. Love, I'm like, outside-y.
Yes. Outdoorsy.
I'm not like going to purchase camping gear and really getting into it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do a crazy hike.
I really put on a brave face for camping for my boyfriend this last summer. And I really did my best. And I was like, hey, I deserve some credit. Like I'm 4 months pregnant, maybe a little bit more. Yeah, like 4 or 5 months pregnant, and I'm having a really good attitude.
Look at you.
And I had the fit, you know, I bought the groceries.
That's very adorable.
The middle of the night rolls around. If that moment of my life was filmed, I think I would have to go into hiding. I had like, I don't even want to say a panic attack. I just had like it was a panic attack. It was like a full come apart.
Yeah.
Like I was like, I have a headache. I probably have what's that thing in your brain? Mm. Like an aneurysm.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, I think I have an aneurysm. Something's wrong with the baby. Something like I had a full, like my whole system shut down.
Yeah.
I am just not meant for it.
I don't like peeing in the wilderness either.
Well, oh no. I've told my boyfriend, man, I was like, this will be such a fun dad activity for you to do. It will be one of those things where they know that dad will take them camping, but mom will show up with treats.
100%.
And then whoever wants to go home with mom, we'll go home.
That's perfect. That's a good arrangement.
That's exactly how camping will be in our family.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm not meant for it.
I went camping actually when I was pregnant. Well, hang on. I didn't quite go camping when I was pregnant. My ex and all of his roommates, we all went camping and it was in St. George. Okay. And so like 10, 20 minutes before we were about to like put the fire out, he drove me to his parents' house and I went to bed there. I just love a toilet close by when I'm pregnant.
Yeah, I love it. A toilet, like
a
flat surface, perhaps. Like I was like, I'm not picky. It just has to be flat.
Yeah. And out there.
I was on a decline, which is why I think I thought I had an aneurysm.
That's the worst feeling in the world.
It was all bad. And like we got back from camping.
I respect you for doing it.
Thank you. We got back from camping. I don't think we've spoken about it since. Like my family asked about it the other day. Literally, my family asked about it the other day. My boyfriend was like, we actually have not even acknowledged that. I'm like, don't talk about it. Nope. I don't want to. That was truly, truly a low point.
Yeah.
A low point for me.
I can imagine.
So between an RV and a sailboat.
Oh, but you're rocking all day.
It's got to be RV. I don't think a sailboat is viable.
Mm-mm.
But RV, yeah. People who do van life. I mean, was there a time in your life you thought you could do it?
Probably like a phase. Let me think. Like maybe like 2018 when it was kind of like Pinterest vibes.
Right.
You know, I was kind of like, oh, that's so cool.
And then I've seen TikToks of them having to like clean out the toilet. Mm-mm, and I'm like, you got to do that.
I wear I'm not a fancy dresser or anything, but I just have a hard time getting rid of things.
Yeah.
Also not a hoarder, but like having like four shirts. I don't know.
You're not living the minimalist.
No, I'm just not very minimalist.
I know you're a thrifty girl.
Yeah.
You like to thrift.
Yeah,
right?
I do.
Yeah. I feel like I try
to do it less.
Why?
Just because I just go and then buy stuff that I end up bringing it home and I'm like, I have too much stuff in my house. I got to get rid of this. And then I just bought it.
Well, I mean, but it's the best way to overshop is to thrift. I like learned that from Lucy. Like I hadn't even like attempted to thrift. I didn't even know that it was possible. Like I just had a totally different view of what thrifting was. Cause the only time I ever went to like DI was for like Halloween costumes or like random things. Like, and so the world of thrifting has really been open to me in the last couple of years.
Especially for kids. It's really great if you've been going.
It has been the best thing for the baby. Like I just like stripped and washed all of her clothes that I have that were thrifted. And I'm like, I have piles and piles and piles of these clothes. And I've spent $50, $60. Like all of the clothes that I have for her right now are either thrifted or hand-me-downs from friends. Because I'm like, it's going to fit her for 4 seconds. I'm not going to spend.
That's the thing.
I'm not going to spend $60 on these onesies.
You'll buy stuff or you'll get stuff like showers.
Yeah.
And then you're so excited to put them in it. And then you try and you're like, it's too small. Like you missed your window.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So thrifting has been amazing. That's been like, I mean, I try to do the majority of just baby stuff in general. Like, I mean, unless I really can't find it somewhere else. Like, I mean, her crib is secondhand. Like I go to like Kid to Kid and I try and do stuff like
Kid because, to Kid rocks, Marketplace rocks.
My gosh, there's so many things. And it's something that Lucy pointed out to me that I'm like, there's just too much stuff in the world.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much stuff. Everything you're looking for can be purchased secondhand.
Yeah.
I'm not like, again, like I Amazon Prime things too. I'm not whatever. But there's just so much stuff.
Yeah.
That's just ripe for the picking.
Also for babies. That's always like whenever people ask, like, what do I need? I always say, like, you need a lot less than you think you do.
Which has been very comforting because I had kind of a freak out. I woke up in the middle of the night and I was like, I don't have enough. I don't have enough? And then
you're
like,
just fine.
Literally every single mom that I asked was like, you have enough. And then if you don't have something, you go buy it the next day.
Especially when they're young. Like I was so set on having his room, his nursery set up before he was born.
Yeah.
And I like kind of did. You don't even go into their nursery. At least for me, I was like, you're sleeping in my room. I don't go anywhere.
I was actually thinking about that the other day that I'm like, it's actually just kind of a closet.
Yeah,
like that's just where her clothes will be.
So yeah, you'll be just fine. She'll be just fine.
Which is, it's just, there's a lot of, and like the baby industrial complex in general really thrives off of moms being scared.
Yes.
They really want you to feel scared. They want you to feel like you need the outlet sock. You need this. You need to spend more on this monitor and all this stuff because who wouldn't want the best thing for their kid? Who wouldn't want the most safe thing? Of course, if they tell me it's the safest thing, I'm like, okay, then I gotta buy it. And I'm glad that I have a lot of moms around me that are like, you don't need that. She will be okay. She will be safe. She will, you know,
there have been many babies that turned out just fine. Many
babies. Okay. So we both pick RV.
Yeah.
Is the bottom line.
You know that movie, RV? No, I haven't seen RV.
Why do I feel like maybe I've seen it? It's old.
It's old.
There's a comedian in it.
Vin Williams.
That's who it is.
Yeah. Rip.
But Rip.
Yeah. Great
what
movie.
A talent.
Great movie.
Yeah, I need to revisit that.
Watch it. Might change your mind.
Okay.
This episode of The Bad Broadcast is sponsored by Clean Simple Eats. You guys know that I am in love with a protein powder, and that very, very rarely happens because a lot of protein powder tastes like ground up chalk. But Clean Simple Eats is different. It's super creamy. It's super smooth. Let me tell you about the protein smoothie that I had this very morning. I did bananas, peaches, mango, vanilla protein powder from Clean Simple Eats. I did a little bit of pineapple juice even. It was like a tropical, creamy adventure. Again, right now I'm going for the vanilla. I have gone for the chocolate brownie before. Also, if you're a seasonal flavor gal, you got to try their eggnog. It's the best protein powder I've ever had, and I've gotten multiple people hooked on it. They have 26 delicious, all-natural flavors, and you really cannot go wrong with any of them. They have a ton of unique flavors like s'mores, cake batter, and mint chocolate cookie. Any type of dessert that you're thinking, they have a protein powder that will fit right into it, and you can get all of your protein from something delicious. One of the things I love about Clean Simple Eats is their high ingredient standards. Their protein powder is always grass-fed with no artificial ingredients. It is third-party tested, it's non-GMO, and it's gluten-free. Plus, Clean Simple Eats is a female-founded, female-owned business. You know I love that. Truly the most delicious protein I've ever had. So visit cleansimpleeats.com and use the code BAD at checkout for 20% off of your first order. Once again, that is cleansimpleeats.com, code BAD for 20% off of your first order. This episode of The Bad Broadcast is sponsored by Quince. I love giving gifts. I love picking out individual things for all the people in my life that I love. But it can really add up. And you want to make sure that you're getting people something nice, but you don't want to have to, you know, go into personal debt to get everybody something that they're going to love. That's why this holiday season, I have shopped at Quince. Quince is my go-to place for luxury essentials at affordable prices for everybody on their list, including myself. Quince offers a range of high-quality items with prices within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at $50, washable silk tops and dresses, cotton sweaters, and comfy pants. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's why I am giving the gift of Quince. Quince partners directly with top factories, so they cut out the cost of the middleman and they pass on the savings to you. I have loved their maternity stuff. I have a nursing bra from them. I have a robe from them. It is such a good gift. If there's anybody in your life who is expecting, these make great gifts, and everything is super soft, but really nice quality. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. So get affordable luxury for everyone on your list with Quince. Go to quince.com/bad for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/bad to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/bad. Okay, would you rather give up all drinks except water or give up eating anything that was cooked in an oven?
Drinks but water. I love water.
I love water.
And I love baked goods. So
me too. Are you a baker?
I try to be. I bake.
I just saw you make. Oh, you made those little protein balls.
Yeah, not much baking there.
That's
but,
okay.
No, I've been trying to get the perfect oatmeal chocolate chip. Turns out baking is so hard.
Baking
but
is
I
hard.
Do enjoy it.
It's kind of sciencey.
Yeah, it's sciencey, yeah. But I do love it.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I would definitely. I just
ovens
don't.
Rock.
I'm not. You're not a soda girly.
No, I enjoy one. Like, I'll drink a Diet Coke, but I don't frequent them.
I love a Diet Coke with Mexican food.
Mm-hmm.
That's like my go-to.
So it'd be unfortunate to give it up, but water rocks and I would be just fine.
Well, it explains your skin because you drink a lot of water.
Well,
okay.
Thanks.
Okay. This one is a good one. Would you rather go back to age 5 and know everything you know now or be the same age and know everything your future self knows?
Going back to age 5, you'd only know up until now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That.
Really?
I think.
You really would?
I would hate to be 5 again. I'd have to go to school.
But think of how smart you would be in class if you did know.
I think I would go back to 5 just because Like people ask, what do you want to do in 5 years? Oop, don't know. Ask me in 5 years.
Yeah.
Like right now I'm here and I'm chilling. I think it would stress me out to know.
But to know that your future
kind of,
self?
Yeah, and that kind of defeats the purpose for me.
That's true. That's true. Like you would rather do life again rather than know what's coming.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Do this chunk of life. I think I like the mystery of what's coming.
I think I would choose knowing what my future self knows. Mainly to know when I'm going to die and how I'm going to die.
Oh, I'm so not interested. But you want to know.
I kind of want to know. Would you rather, okay, what
it
about
would be
this
a relief.
Would you rather know when you die or how you die?
When.
Yeah. I feel like if you know when, you can usually deduce how.
Yeah.
Because if it's like in 2 years, you're like, I got in an accident.
Yeah.
And if it's like.
Someone crying.
Matt is going to tear up thinking about death. Yeah, I think I would want to know. I don't know. I think just. And maybe you feel this way after like having a crazy last few years, marriage, divorce, new things, babies, all this stuff. I kind of wish that I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
Like I think I would have been very comforted 5 years ago if future me could have been like, hey, so this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to be fine.
You're gonna
but
be
it's
going
to be terrible for a while.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I would like to know.
There's probably more terrible stuff that's going to happen for the both of us.
So I know. Watch it. Well, if I know my future self would be like, you thought that was bad.
I know. I know.
We're going to listen to this in 5 years and be like,
I'm scared.
We didn't even know what was coming. No, I feel, I mean, yeah, who knows what life has in store, but 20s, I think I'm good with my 20s. Like I think I hit my quota.
Yeah.
I think I hit my quota of like, of tough stuff.
Right.
So I'm entering my 30s and I'm like, I feel like the universe could give me a little break now.
Yeah. This decade should just be smooth sailing.
Everybody who is hearing this knows I'm about to have a baby and they're like, it's not about to get better.
No. You'll be just fine.
I know.
That's another thing. I'm sure I listened to your podcast and I'm like, I know you don't want advice. This isn't advice.
No, I do like positive anecdotes.
That's the thing is, yeah, being a mom is hard, but everybody already knows that.
Yeah.
At least for me, it's not as bad as people make it sound.
Yeah.
Like, duh, you have to get up in the middle of the night. You're going to be tired. It's fine. Like, but everyone that has a kid does it. It's not that bad. Like,
yeah.
Maybe it's because I've been through worse things than that.
But it's like everybody,
this is
but
easy.
People have parented through worse conditions.
100%.
With less resources, with a crazier world circumstances. Like,
yeah.
And people do it and they get through it.
And there are definitely times where, like, generally, I try to have a good attitude about it. But of course, that's not the case all the time. But
yeah.
Sometimes it's just, it'd be like that.
Is Rez, I mean, we see Rez on your stuff, but like, you're definitely not like, you don't exclusively create Rez content.
Right.
And so what's his, I mean, is he like you? I mean, is he mellow? Is he chatty? Is he
the most chatty in the whole entire world?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's why I kind of stopped posting him as much, especially on TikTok, was because once he started having a personality, I was like, wait, this is so fun.
Yeah.
Like, I want it to just be
ours
and let it be authentic versus being like, oh, this, I could create some great content out of this, you know?
Well, it's a weird world that we live in
where
there's a lot of kid content out there. And I trust parents' judgment. Like, I say it all the time. Like, I'm like, I trust that they want to make the best decisions for their kids, that they're doing their very best. I really believe that about basically every parent, that they are doing the very best job that they know how to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not my place. I don't know their life. I don't know their circumstances. I certainly don't know their child like they do. Like I really try to not overstep with, like, you know, commenting on kid content.
Right.
But it is just an interesting thing. I mean, there will be so many kids that grow up with parents who are influencers or parents who are, you know, content creators or bloggers or podcasters or whatever. And kind of, I mean, it's just interesting to think about what that generation will be like, what they'll feel about social media, how they'll feel about.
I'm so curious.
Yeah. About their presence on the internet. Like, it's just, but I think you do such a good job because, like you're saying, like, it's not the focus, but it's also authentically your life.
Yeah.
I mean, when Rez is yelling in the back and you're talking to him, like, it's just what your life is.
Yeah. That's kind of what I decided was, I'm not necessarily not posting, like, I'm not going to cover his face with a sticker type thing.
Yeah.
Which is great. I don't know. Maybe I will. Even like recently, the last couple of days, I've been like, should I not be posting his face? I don't know. Anyway, just like, let him do his thing. But for me, it's kind of, there was a shift where like I was intentionally like creating content with him or of him.
Yeah.
And now it's probably been like over a year that I've been doing this where it's like, I'll share something if it's like, I mean, any mom is taking a million photos of their kids.
Yeah.
So if it's something like that I just naturally took and I wasn't like, Rez, do this, be funny for this. Like
perform,
if it's just
monkey.
Something I took, like I'll put it on Instagram or whatever. Yeah. But like, I'm not like, okay, Rez, we're going to do this video.
Yeah. There's definitely a line where it becomes like, oh, we're sharing our life and this is what happens. And like, oh, we planned this series of, you know, and
I just didn't like that. And so I stopped.
Yeah. Well, and it comes through and I think that there's nothing wrong. And like I said, I just think that people understand their kids and what they're going to be comfortable with. And like, I trust parents' judgment.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. I mean, I'm curious what our kids' generation will grow up like just having access to social media. Like, you're a couple of years younger than me, but like I didn't have Instagram till I was in college.
Yeah.
Like I had Facebook in high school, other than that, but now kids have a digital footprint from the age of like 11 and 12.
Yeah. I think I got Instagram like junior year of high school.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it just wasn't. And thank you.
Which
goodness.
I'm so grateful.
Oh my gosh. Like when I see people, I mean, people getting canceled, people pulling up old tweets. I'm like, listen, if my whole life and every thought I ever had was on the internet from the age of 10, I would be in jail. Probably. I'd be on several watch lists.
Yeah.
Like it would not be good. So I don't know. I just think it's going to take, I mean, I think they will be a lot mentally tougher than us.
For sure.
Like the internet will be so normal for them. I mean, I feel like I'm still learning about the internet and I'm 30.
On it. Yeah. All the time. But anyway, back to the question, I suppose. We got a little, very, very outgoing. And I think too, he's just so comfortable. We were talking about this earlier. He's just very comfortable with adults. I think because his dad and I have been like co-parenting and he's in like, his dad has a couple of roommates. Like he's just around adults all the time.
Yeah.
None of my super close friends have kids. And so, it just made him very outgoing.
Yeah.
But he has definitely, they say terrible twos. Definitely a terrible threes.
Yeah. You're like,
he has his moments, but he's three.
It's probably hard to like,
what can you do? He's three.
Well, and when it's you two so often, I mean, I feel like it's like with my nieces and nephews, I'm always like, I forget that you are three.
Yeah.
Like I forget that your brain can't comprehend that that's fake.
You just have to remind yourself. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Cause he's your little buddy and you're like with him all the time.
Yeah.
So
most of the time it's great. So when he's weird, I'm like, Rez, come on, brother.
Yeah.
Why are we being weird right now?
Like can you get it together? And I was actually, I mean, I talk to her inside my stomach all the time.
That's so cute.
And I'll always be like, bitch, what are you doing? My boyfriend's like, don't
relax.
My boyfriend's like, don't call her that. I'm like, it's our thing.
Yeah.
She gets it.
She's not worried about it.
She's fine. We call each other bitch. It's funny.
You have to.
Okay. So would you rather have unlimited international first class tickets? Anywhere, whenever you want, or never have to pay at a restaurant ever again.
Never have to pay at a restaurant again. I love eating out. I love traveling, but I don't do it as much as I eat out, and it would probably end up saving me more money.
I actually totally agree with that. I feel like if I could take all the money that I spend at restaurants, I would be able to afford first class tickets whenever I want.
Absolutely.
Do you travel with Rez?
Yeah. The first like year of his life, he probably went on like 20 flights.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He was a jet setting baby.
Yeah. But like this year I went to New York 10 times and he didn't come for any of them because it was all just like work things.
Did you go for Gravier?
Went once for Gravier. And then just it randomly happened that different brands I was doing stuff with had things in New York. I went on Jimmy Fallon. That was the dumbest thing.
I forgot about that.
But like, so it's little like stints. So I just like don't bring him. But
okay, well, we'll have to. I want to talk about Gravier, but I want to leave people with it so they know where to find all of that.
He travels well.
Okay,
like, he's fine.
Yeah, thinking about having free restaurants forever. I think I could do that.
Yeah, that rocks.
Okay, would you rather be forced to dance every time you heard music or forced to sing anytime you hear music?
Sing. I already do that.
Like, are you a good singer?
Well, I shouldn't say that. Myself. Like, I had to sing at church a lot growing up.
But you're not like,
I was like the go to.
But
suppose.
You're not like posting videos on your story singing covers.
No, I would never be serious about it.
I would rather have anything done to me on stage than sing. It is my biggest fear.
That's awesome.
I could never do it. It's bad. Mm-hmm. It's not good. I would rather dance.
See, dancing
completely
makes
naked.
Me so uncomfortable.
Really?
I'm like, what do I do?
Oh my gosh,
I
have we'd be
no
a good duo.
Rhythm. We would.
I'll be your backup dancer.
Yeah, let's do it. Travel the world.
Okay, so you'd rather sing. I would rather dance. I would rather, I mean, I wonder how intense the dance, like if I have to just bop.
Oh, bopping's fine.
Yeah. But I think it's like you got to dance.
No,
and I think if you sing, like you got to sing.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're picking singing, I'm picking dancing. We'll start a band. Okay. Would you rather move to a new city or town every week or never?
Anything else.
Never be able to leave your city.
That.
Really?
Like, wait, never leave as in never like move or like travel out of it?
No, like never travel out of it.
Oh gosh.
Like stay, like you can't even go to the next city over.
Hmm. What about... I'm like making edits.
You're like, neither.
What about every
I'm gonna
month?
Pick neither.
Okay.
I'd rather move every week.
Yeah. If I can't like even vacation, that's then when I'd have to move.
That's when van life comes in.
Yes. Van life, baby. Yeah. Living in the RV anyway.
Yeah. Never being able to live.
Okay. If I can't travel, I'll move every week. But that's a pain.
It's a pain. Moving is, I can't
be in a tough spot with that one.
You moved when you were pregnant?
Huh?
I guess I technically moved when I was pregnant.
Twice.
What?
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
Moving is like I think if I were to think of like my nightmare profession, it would be a professional mover.
The worst thing
like
ever.
That's the worst job in the world to
yeah.
me. To move, like mm-hmm. I get cold Hate chills it. Thinking about it. Literally every time, I think I've moved like every year of my life too. Maybe I had a couple years where I stayed in the same apartment for like 2 years.
Yeah.
Other than that, I've been a mover.
All of the logistics, just too many things going on.
No, I hate the whole process. I hate packing. So to think about that being my job full time mm-hmm. to move people, beyond that, beyond my worst nightmare being a professional mover, what if you had to move pianos?
That is a job in and of itself.
It's
like
a job.
I think I've seen signs where it's like piano move. That's all they do.
Yeah. That, like I would rather be in prison.
Yeah. I don't be know, in prison
but,
for a year.
But there's probably a piano mover listening being like, it's not that bad.
No, it's that bad.
No, it's that bad. The thought of moving people's pianos.
Just so heavy.
I know it's niche, but I really, it does keep me up at night.
There are so many things. Even now in my house, I'm like, I do not ever want to move because that means I have to move this stuff out. And I hate that.
Yeah. The thought of it. I think that that's been weirdly an annoying part of pregnancy is not being able to like lift things. Mm-hmm. Like, why
is it like 50 pounds or something? Or is it less?
I think it might be less, but it's like, why is this so annoying? Like, I tried to like push my couch the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And no I was shot. Like, I'm going to pop a blood vessel. Uh-huh. Like, this is so annoying.
And it's just weird to work around like a belly. It's like,
oh, yeah. Well, so I told you when I hugged you, I fully pinned somebody against a wall the other day.
That's amazing.
Well, a flight attendant. Like, I tried to scooch by her and she was
just
like,
just a subtle scooch.
She was up like this, up against the wall. Like, she was. Pinned.
That's awesome.
And it was the most shameful. I broke out into tears immediately.
No.
I was like, just because, you know, your body's weird. It's weird. It's weird to see it change. And
didn't they give you snacks?
They gave me some snacks. I literally called Delta after and was like, no, this flight attendant, she came up to me and she was like, what do you need? She was like, you just tell me. You tell me what you need. I'm here for you the whole flight. You want snacks? You
That's
want miles?
Best feeling ever.
You want a full, she gave me like a case of ginger ale. I was like, it's only an hour and a half. I was just
That's
coming
incredible.
Home from LA.
That's amazing.
I was like, but she was so nice. She hugged me and I started hysterically crying.
Oh,
she was like,
I would have done the same.
She was like, it's hard to be pregnant, isn't it? I was like, yeah, it's really hard.
Oh.
Like pregnant and traveling is just not, I don't think it's something I'll do like ever again.
It's
it was
not fun.
It was
have
really
you ever
rough.
Had a Delta fruit and cheese plate?
I haven't. Are,
oh my gosh.
Like
it's the best $12 you'll ever spend.
Really?
For some reason.
Do you like the one from Starbucks?
Never had it.
The protein box? With
I don't
fruit
really
and cheese?
Go there much because I just love JJ so much. The place I go and I just love it.
JJ's is good.
When I go to Starbucks, I'm like, what do I get? What do I get? Rez likes a cake pop. I'll get a cake pop.
Did you see that TikTok about the cake pop face?
No.
Every child has a cake pop face.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, you gotta.
It was this mom saying like, my daughter stopped asking for cake pops. And like,
that's so crazy.
I know. And she was like crying. And I was like, it's so funny because I think this is a universal experience.
Oh yeah. Like in middle school, I'd get a little cake pop, little frap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No longer.
Love them.
That'd be a good thing to bake.
Yeah.
Be cake
That's
pops.
So true.
That's a good one. Okay.
Next time though, you're on a Delta flight, get the fruit and cheese plate. It's $12, but like it's so.
What fruit comes with it?
Grapes and apples. There's two types of cheeses. There's crackers. There's almonds.
Are the grapes crunchy?
The literal, it's like a rock. The most crunchiest grape you've ever had.
That has been weirdly my number one craving.
They're so good.
The big, juicy, rock hard Costco grapes. Oh,
yeah.
I could plow through
Get
those.
Get you a little Delta flight just for that.
I'm going to go.
Serious.
I'm going to go. I'm going to call Maureen, my flight attendant friend, and be like,
"Do it.
Can you hook me up? Remember? Okay. Let's see. Would you rather have whatever you're thinking appear above your head for everyone to see? This one's worse though.
No.
Or have absolutely everything you do live streamed?
Oh, I'd rather have my thoughts above my head.
Hands
you could
down.
Control them to a degree. You can quickly get that out of your head.
Well, and it's like they don't have the visual.
No.
To think
no.
of everything I do filmed.
I'm so scared of that.
I don't even want to film myself on purpose doing things that need to be filmed. Mm-mm. So to think of everything else being filmed?
No. Awful. Not interested. Thank you.
Would you rather have every shirt you wear be a little bit itchy?
Oh, gosh.
Or only use one ply toilet paper?
One ply toilet paper.
Ew, really?
No, you just fold it up. It's two ply now.
What if you can only use one ply, one square?
I don't like being itchy.
You're going to be itchy if you don't wipe your asshole.
That's true.
You're going to be itchy forever.
A quick shower, though?
Yeah, I guess maybe if you have, I have a bidet right now.
Oh my gosh, I used one for the first time like a couple months ago.
Oh, I
had the most giggles on the toilet. I was like,
the water's so cold. It's so much colder than you think it's going to be.
Yeah.
It's such a shock.
But it is so refreshing.
It's so great.
And feels so clean.
And I was like, postpartum, this is going to rock. Would be able to wash that hole right out.
Oh my gosh. All I wish them. That would have been a game changer.
Yeah. So I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
One ply.
Let's do these last couple. And then I want to talk about Gravier. Would you rather have to fart every time you have a serious conversation?
I already do.
Or burp every time you kiss? Matt is like, I do them both all the time.
Fart because then it's not in someone's mouth.
Do you get the nervous gases?
I get. Wait, I shouldn't keep talking.
Yeah, tell me after. Okay, you would rather deal with farts.
Yeah.
To be completely honest, farts gross me out much less than burps.
Yeah.
Like, I think that farts are, I'd rather be farted on than burped on.
Same.
So
burps are just like,
burps
meaty.
Are disgusting. Okay, would you rather only be able to wear clown shoes mm-hmm. or never wear shoes again?
Never wear shoes again. Makes me feel young and free.
But like, ever again. Like, you're flying, you're walking around New York. I'm picking clown shoes. Clown shoes?
That's true.
With your silly little outfits.
They're just a little oblong.
They're a little long, yeah. But at least you're protected.
Yeah, that's true.
But think
true.
Of like waking up and like getting ready for the day and you got to put on your clown shoes.
That's so dumb. Did you invent these?
No, I didn't actually.
Okay.
I can't believe I, some of them I'm like, that sounds like my brain. Okay, let's end on this one. Would you rather get a surprise wet willy from a random stranger every day or a surprise wedgie from a stranger every day?
A wet willy. There's less work
after. I have a friend in high school. Shout out to my friend Josh who gave everybody dry willies.
Oh.
Just finger in the air, dry, no lube, just straight in every day. It wasn't great. But the thought of a stranger running up to me giving me a wedgie makes me giggle. I kind of like it.
You like that? That is kind of funny.
Okay, so I want you to talk about Gravier.
Okay.
Gravier is your newest venture.
It is.
It is your brand that you started with your best friend, Bella.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bella. I know your in-laws.
I love you.
This has been in the works for quite some time.
Yeah, earlier this year. We've known each other for a long time, known of each other.
Yeah.
But only really started hanging out last year. And then beginning of this year, we kind of were at the point where I was like, she had talked about wanting to do a business. I had kind of talked about it, but it was never in the sense of like, let's do it together.
Yeah.
But there was just this one night and we were both kind of like, what if?
Yeah.
Like, we were both so shy. We're like good friends. We're like, what if?
Like, so this weird thing.
We like, we could do it together. I don't know.
Yeah.
And ever since then, we've just been hustling.
And it was born.
Yeah.
So you officially launched, I guess it's been like a month.
Yeah. October 19th, we launched.
You started with the bags, which are great. Like, when I got Gravier PR, I was like, I made it.
That makes me so
I'm not
happy.
A PR girl. I don't get a lot of PR. So when I get cool You're PR, I'm like really flattered. So love the bags and you have more to come.
All sorts of things.
All
That's kind of our,
things.
From the start, we knew we wanted to do the bag, but we were like, we don't want to put ourselves in any box.
Yeah.
If we want to make a sweater, we'll make a sweater. If we want to make a candle, we'll make a candle. Like, you know, just like any, if we want to make furniture, like we literally want to do whatever we want to do.
Did you know that it was going to be called Gravier?
No, actually that was not my idea. And I
somehow knew that it was not your idea. You don't strike me as the type who's like, let's start a brand called Gravier.
Yeah, no. Now that it's out and the brand is whatever, I'm not as shy about it. But before, like, even with close friends and family, they're like, what are you calling it? I'm like, let me tell you a story.
You're like, well, I have a different thing that I want to talk to you about, actually.
No, so
what was the second choice?
We pretty much, so we sat down and we were kind of like, we know for a name, we want it to be short. We don't want it to be like cutesy pootsy co. Like, I feel like they're all just like
long. Or like something and something. Like branches and spices or something. You know?
We just didn't want it to be dumb. And we were like, any one word just felt like we were pulling a word out of the dictionary.
Yeah.
And then we started like talking about different names, like brands that we liked the name of, and all of them were one word and they were all someone's last name.
Yeah.
And, but like, I was like, no way in hell I'm doing Gravier, because it's like, we're like 50-50 partners. I'm like, I don't want it to be, I don't know. And then her husband, Connor, Connor was like, guys, call it Gravier. That's like the coolest name.
Well, it's the coolest name. And it really doesn't sound like a name.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like a fun word.
Yeah. Like, it's so interesting, like seeing our like labels on stuff. At first I was like, oh my gosh, it's my last name. But then we like got a product, a sample of a product yesterday, and it had Gravier on it. And like the first thing that came to my mind was like my brand, well, not my name. And I was like, oh gosh, what's happening to
me? Totally. It's not, it doesn't, it's not like Johnson or like Murphy.
That's my boyfriend's
like,
last name.
It's like some stupid idiotic name like Johnson. No, but it's like Murphy, like that's so clearly a name. Like Gravier, I don't know any other Graviers.
Yeah. And so I was like, you know what? Let's take advantage of the fact that it is a cool name and word. But yeah, Connor and Bella were like, we have to do it. It's perfect. And then they like asked all their siblings and everyone was like, that's perfect. And then me and my family were like, does it sound weird? But no, I'm so happy we went with it. It's fun. And I think eventually, obviously, I want to be involved with like a certain degree of the social media, but like I'm not trying to have it be, you know, my face is on every single thing.
Yeah,
like I really do want it to be. Bella is like the hardest worker ever.
Yeah.
Like she's just a grinder, go-getter. She rocks. And I just always want to remind, like in my bio, it's just like half of.
Yeah.
I just want, it's me and Bella.
Yeah.
And so that's like why I was weird about it at first. So I was like, but she was very excited about it and very encouraging. So
yeah. Well, I'm excited for what's to come.
Thank you.
Can't wait.
It's really exciting. It's really hard, but it's fun.
You are just as cool and delightful in person as I thought you would be.
As are you.
And will you come back sometimes?
Yes, please. It's so interesting because I've listened and like I see, I've heard your voice so many times. It's like fun to like see it go through the mic and come into my ears.
And come into your little
in
ears.
Real time.
I know it's weird. People will like sometimes recognize my voice before they recognize me. Which makes sense because like podcasters that I listen to, I don't often see them.
Right.
Like I don't follow them on Instagram a lot of times, but like I was in Target, this was like last year sometime, and I was like on the phone and I heard like from three aisles over, somebody was like, bad broadcast?
She's in here somewhere.
And I'm like, yeah. And it's like, they're like, I heard your voice. Like,
wait, that's
like,
amazing.
Like the voice of God.
You have
like
a great voice. It's
thank
very
you.
Soothing.
So
like butter.
Oh, you know, I like
it's
that.
It's so nice.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing your wisdom.
I'll come back anytime.
Okay.
I know you're like a solo gal, so.
No, they requested.
Sorry for the random stranger.
Listen, I would not ask you if I didn't know the people were going to love it.
Well,
so
love you people.
Follow, tell them where they can find you. Instagram, TikTok.
Okay. Matta Gravier, Instagram, TikTok. And then Gravier is gravier.co. Unfortunately,
spell
the
corrupt.
Gravieet.
Okay.
.co, but that is not in the brand name. That was the only Instagram handle that was available.
Hate that.
We have been just DMing the Gravier. It's just like random.
You're
inactive person.
Hey, whoever out there works at Instagram, we need a
please.
Plug.
So yeah.
Okay.
That's me.
Well, remember to be safe and kind and hot. Be safe, kind and hot. What would you like them to be this week? I usually say be normal.
Oh, always be so normal.
Be so normal and be...
Be fun.
Be fun. That's a great one. Okay, thanks for being here.
Love you. Oh,
love
I
you,
like forget that you're not talking to them. And I'm like...
No, that's how...
Oh,
that's,
hey, it's me.
Well, I know. And it's weird because like we're going to say bye and then we're going to like still be together.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Thanks so much for listening. Remember, you can catch a new episode of The Bad Broadcast every Monday. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss anything. Also, I want to hear from you, so please leave a rating and review. You can also follow me on Instagram at The Bad Broadcast for all the behind-the-scenes action and more information. Talk to you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.